Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Popping Off about pop culture. I'm your host Maggie.
It's me, Steven.
This episode truly boring.
You can't kick
Nothing
it off
happened.
like that.
Sorry, I'm just being honest. Nothing happened this week besides Coachella, and Coachella is just not what it used to be back in like 2015. When I think of Coachella, I think of like Vanessa Hudgens like doing a bump and Kylie Jenner with that like gross aqua color hair that she used to have and Gigi Hadid walking around like all these like major celebrities. And now it's just kind of like Taylor Swift is there and then like a bunch of influencers.
Yeah.
That's not fun. I mean, there were some fun moments. I just miss like the celebrity hype around it.
I get that.
Because
I mean, Taylor
people just
Swift and
like
Travis Kelce were there,
oh
so
my God, I know.
arguably the two biggest people were there, but
Yeah, I know.
we just don't like them, so that
But then,
like to be fair.
I mean, true, but that was like really it. I mean, I think Katy Perry
Justin
was there too.
Bieber, Katy Perry.
Oh, okay, maybe like a bunch of people were there. I don't know. I just feel like it just got like infiltrated by all these like mini James Charles people, and just like oh, no, guys are like all doing the same thing. It was like the aesthetic of like the desert fairy look. It
Yeah,
was such a
I think it
moment.
just got old, you know?
It did. I know. I don't know why, because like the headliners were really good this year. I mean, they're pretty good
Yeah.
every year.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't
Yeah.
know.
I didn't see anyone complaining about any of the sets or anything.
No.
Everyone, yeah.
I think my favorite one that I saw was actually Lana Del Rey riding in on that motorcycle.
Oh my God, we are so back, baby.
Oh my God, I loved it. She looked beautiful, first of all.
Yeah.
And it was just so like national anthem kind of like,
Yeah.
ugh. I'm not even a Lana Del Rey fan, but I loved
Yeah,
it.
like her outfit was like more how she dresses now, but like her hair is like cut the same way it was like when Born to Die came out, and she rode it on the back of a motorcycle with a daddy driving it. Of course.
Of
Of course, it was a
course.
60-year-old buff man. Yeah, did you see when she was like circling the stripper pole while John Batiste's part was playing in one of her songs?
Yes, see, that's funny. That's good stuff.
Yeah. And then I saw like it was like a major headline, like The Guardian or something, like a music headline, and they were like gave her like 1 star out of 5, and they were like, did not bring the hype to Coachella, blah 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 blah. And people were like, okay, but it was like Lana Del Rey. She did exactly what Lana Del Rey would do. Like,
I thought
no.
people went nuts when she came in
No,
on that motorcycle.
this was like a headliner. Or like a not a headliner, I'm sorry. This was like an article. And I was like, what? All the fans seemed to have a good time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, people looked like they were very into it.
Yeah, but like if you wanted to go to like Shake Your Ass one, you would see Doja Cat.
Yeah. Is Doja Cat the one that had like the huge like T-Rex skeleton?
I
Is
have
that
no
her?
idea.
I don't know. I
I
didn't
didn't
really
even
see
see
much
that.
about I didn't really see much about her performance, but what I did see was that people were like blown away by it.
Yeah,
So,
she's fun, so.
yeah, I mean, I feel like she puts on a good show. I'm just like not a big fan
Yeah,
of
that's how I
her.
feel. Yeah, she just is kind of annoying. Because,
Yeah,
yeah,
she
we've
really
talked about it,
is.
whatever. I'm not going to
Yeah.
sit here and tear apart. She seems fine, whatever. She's
Yeah.
fun. Although, you know what? I've said it before. I'm like genuinely terrified of music festivals. Like, I don't
That's
know. I
fair.
feel like I get feelings of claustrophobia when I think of it. I just think I'm gonna go and get like shot or trampled, and Is that crazy of a take? I don't know, because it happens more
No.
frequently than you would think. So I just have like no interest in going. But if I were to go that Friday day, this Coachella, Chapel Rowan, Renee Rapp,
Oh my God.
Lana Del Rey, I mean, come on. That lineup's
Yes.
for me.
Oh, Renee Rapp brought out Kesha.
Yes. Ooh,
And Kesha
love.
changed her lyric from waking up feeling like P. Diddy to waking up like fuck P. Diddy. You know, it's really just the small things.
Yeah, Kesha looks so hot. They walked out and was like, wait, who is who for a second?
I really want. yeah, love Renee Rapp. Chapel Roan, love.
Yes, I just love this big break she's getting.
Me too.
I
Yeah.
just keep seeing clips of her performance on my timeline.
Me too.
She
Like
commands that crowd.
this
Oh my God.
entire week, or at least maybe not like entire week, but like for at least like Coachella weekend, that's all my timeline was on Twitter was just Chapel Roan. And
Yeah.
I did see a tweet. Well, actually, no, did you? Yeah, you sent it to me. About her like being the most exciting thing that's happened in pop music since Lady Gaga. I have to say that that might be true.
I'm with you. I'm like, do I think 100%? That's exactly how I feel. Not sure. But am I gonna deny that or argue with that take? No.
No. No, because I just, like you said, she just commands that stage. She's just like a weirdo queer girl making fun pop music. Like,
Yeah.
that's just like what we need, truly. Like, people just like want to dance and have fun.
Yeah, there were like ridiculous, silly songs, catchy earworms, and
Yeah.
oh, I just love it. I just, this moment for her, so happy. I just hope it continues. I don't see why it wouldn't, but.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think it'll stop. Let's see what else happened at Coachella. James Charles teased his new single.
Oh God.
Did you? Oh yeah, I sent it to you, the album artwork for it.
Dua
And
Lipa as Peter Pan. It is crazy from far how much him and Dua Lipa look alike.
really do, and I didn't notice it until that picture. Oh my God, but like
My sister sent me a tweet and it said, "The fault in our BBL scars."
I saw that one. Remember
Like, oh
when James
no.
Charles showed up to Coachella in assless chaps
Yep. Yeah,
back in
I
like
do.
2017, 2018? That was when
Yeah,
Coachella was fun.
that was like when he was like just getting like really famous and everyone
Yeah.
like, yeah.
Oh my God. what else happened? Oh, Sabrina Carpenter debuted her new single Espresso. And me and Stephen were talking about this before we started recording. Like, is Sabrina Carpenter like a good artist? Like, does she make good music? No. But is it fun? And is she fun? Yeah. And we
Yeah.
love that.
Like, am I a Sabrina Carpenter fan? Nah. I'm a
Not
Sabrina
really.
Carpenter supporter, though. You know
Yeah.
what? Like, there's no reason for me to talk trash about her. She seems like a lovely girl. Her music, fun. Right, like Maggie said, no, but except for nonsense, I'll go hard for that song.
That song is genuinely good.
Yeah, that's like really perfect pop song, okay? But the other stuff, yeah, sure, okay. And it was like, did you see the clips of her waving to her little mans?
Yes,
He looked like he was rolling.
very.
He was like in ghoul mode or something.
Oh
That little
my
gremlin of a
God.
man. I mean that complimentary too when I say that little gremlin of a man, just to be clear.
Parentheses complimentary.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Who else was at Coachella? Shakira
Taylor
did a
Swift.
surprise set.
Who did?
Shakira. She did a surprise set
Oh,
with
yeah.
Bizarrap, however you pronounce that, and then announced a tour.
Taylor Swift and Teresa Giudice met.
Oh yeah.
Think that Taylor Swift knows who she is? That was kind of the discourse online. There's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, I don't really know enough about Taylor Swift to know if she watches reality TV.
I feel like she's probably like, you're on TV, and that's it. She couldn't tell you what TV show, what she's known for, what channel
Right.
it's on.
Right.
She's like, I've seen you before.
You're probably, I feel like that's a safe bet. That's probably exactly her reaction. Yeah, I know exactly who that woman is. Okay. I watched Celebrity Apprentice.
Olivia Rodrigo came out with No Doubt.
Oh yeah, that was so fun. Love
That
Gwen
was really
Stefani.
fun.
Yeah, okay, but also I'm still confused about No Doubt. Like,
Me too, because like they were a headliner, but also like not. I
yeah, I don't get it.
don't understand it either. I don't know. Will Smith came out during J Balvin's set. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
When he did like the
That
whole
was
Men in
weird.
Black thing, it was so random. And
Yeah,
then there was like a
which.
mysterious, like, I don't know, like something like popped up on the screen. It was, I can't remember what it said, but it was kind of like ominous. I don't know. It was weird. Wow. Anything else?
So that Men in Black song reminds me completely of my childhood. I used to have that DVD. I've watched that movie so many times, and like I'm pretty sure it plays in the credits, like the whole song and the little dance. Oh,
I think
love
so.
it. Yeah, just such good vibes song. So good for Will Smith. This is the way you repair your name.
Right.
You just show up and do a little dance. People are like, oh yeah, I like Will Smith.
Yeah, remember Will Smith? Yeah, we like him.
Yeah, exactly. That's the perfect way to rebuild your image.
Agreed. Just play on that nostalgia. People are suckers for nostalgia.
Yeah.
Myself
Do yeah, he'll
included.
do something. He'll do like the Carlton dance next somewhere.
Oh my God, you
Yeah,
know
come
it.
on. Yeah. People go hard for the Carlton dance. Anything Fresh Prince, actually.
Oh my God. Did anything else happen?
I don't know, man.
God. Tyler, the Creator, brought out Childish Gambino and they were going off on stage. I don't know if you saw that.
No. I did see
They
that
were
he
so
brought him
funny.
out, but
They were really funny. The way they were like dancing and stuff, they were fucking it up.
did you see that after that Childish Gambino announced that he is leaving Childish Gambino behind one more album or something? And I said,
Yeah.
yeah, I'll believe when I see it.
Me too, because how long have we been hearing this? Like at least 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I thought Childish Gambino was already dead. I'm gonna be honest.
Because well, the last album he came out with was I think in 2020, like
I
right
don't
before the
remember.
pandemic.
I remember the album. It had like all the numbers for names.
It came out in 2020.
Yeah.
Good
Right,
album.
that's the one where all the albums or all the songs were like numbers. Okay. Oh yeah, and he did the music for Swarm, but that doesn't really count.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. God, is that it?
I guess. To be fair, it was only the first weekend, too.
That's true. I always forget that it's 2 weekends. I feel like no one really cares about the second weekend.
No, that's for the regulars. The first one's for the celebrities.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess we can just get into our toast and our roast.
Yeah, I guess
So
so.
lame. Okay, go ahead. It's so lame.
Okay, my roast goes to the This Is Us rewatch podcast. Listen, again, hypocrites, not everyone needs a podcast. I say that a lot. But also rewatch podcasts need to die.
I didn't even know this was a thing. And you know what? It has not been off the air long enough for you to be doing this.
It's been like 2 years only. Like 3 years max. I want to say two to two
Yeah.
and a half years. What? It's gonna be Mandy Moore, Sterling K. Brown, and Chris Sullivan.
How does Sterling K.
Like,
Brown
okay.
have the time?
That's exactly what Sterling K. Brown, the man's in everything.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was literally just at the. What the fuck? I don't know. Is Chris Sullivan the guy that played Toby?
Yes.
Okay, he's got time.
Right, like you
Mandy
expect it to be like
Moore.
him and the girl who played Beth. Like,
Yeah, like the side
yeah.
characters. But,
But
like,
Mandy Moore, like, I know she released an album like a year or two ago. She
he
like just
did.
do like skincare commercials or like hair care
Yeah,
commercials.
right.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't know. But you know what? You're so right that like rewatch podcasts need to die. Like the first one, whatever, the first couple that ever came out, fine. They were kind of fun. What was it called? Back to the Beach with Steven Coletti and Kristen Cavallari, when they went back and watched Laguna Beach. That was a good one. Okay. And that's about it. That's the only one I'm supporting.
Yeah, especially things like that old. Like, I don't know. It's just like, it's weird. The Glee one, so stupid. It's just like, and all the time they're like, I cannot believe we said this. This was so problematic. Like, do they know what show they were on? What they were saying was problematic for the times because it was satirical. Like, it was meant to
Yeah.
be offensive. I'm like, oh my God. You guys are so stupid. So yeah, I'm just over it. You know what? If you listen, I guess that's on you.
Yeah.
Clearly people are into it.
I just cannot believe Sterling K. Brown is going to be on that. Like, he's going to be on the first two episodes and be like, I'm too busy for the rest.
The man is literally everywhere.
Yeah.
This animated show I watch, he's one of the voices this season. He just was nominated for an Oscar. Like, he's in like three, four movies a year, random guest appearances on TV shows.
You cannot be nominated for an Oscar and then go and do a rewatch podcast show in the same year. You just actually can't.
So true. So true.
It's against the
Here we
law.
are anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. I guess that's all I got on that. Let's see here. So my toast, I already forgot it, goes to Britt Smith. I just forgot her name. Which is bad because I'm toasting to her. But Britt Smith is the original recording artist for the song Karma's a Bitch, aka Karma. Now by JoJo Siwa. So she recorded the song produced by Timbaland in 2012, recorded a whole ass music video, and then for whatever reason, they didn't keep it for her album. And you know what? It's not a good song, so maybe it was a good choice. I don't know. However, I am just toasting her because I love the fact that her song is doing more numbers than JoJo Siwa's. Like, I
I
was
think
just
that's
reading an article,
hilarious.
and at this time, her song was number 8 on the US iTunes chart, and JoJo Siwa's was number 89.
I
Like,
didn't know it was like that far apart that she was
yeah.
charting like that.
Yeah. It's just like, here's the thing. If JoJo Siwa just like released it and like was like, yeah, I'm just like having a good fun time, I'd be like, okay. But like we talked about last week, like, what is this persona? What is this like image that she's this gay messiah? Like, what is going on?
It's just so fucking weird to me. And you know what? How this is supposed to be like her new grown-up era or whatever. She
Yeah.
literally has not changed from like the little kid JoJo Siwa to now. It's just the only difference is that like she's cussing. She acts
Yeah.
the exact same. She's still obnoxious. She's still, like I said last week, she is like a kid who just had 12 pixie sticks.
Yeah. So, like, I'm not actively like wanting her demise. It's really funny that this original song that never got released is like doing more numbers than her. And like, honestly, it's better. It's much more tolerable. Have you heard it?
Yes,
Yeah,
I
it's
have.
is it good? Absolutely not.
No.
But if you were at the club, you'd be like, okay, I guess, whatever. You
Yeah.
wouldn't be like, this is the worst song I've ever heard either.
Yeah, you wouldn't be like, oh
So
God, the JoJo Siwa song.
yeah. I just think it's all so funny.
It's just like JoJo Siwa is just I have no more words.
I'm just getting sick of seeing her a little bit, to be honest. Just because she's so unhinged. I just need for one time an interviewer to take their job a little more seriously and be like, JoJo Siwa, what do you mean? Can they just like pause and just be like ask a follow-up question? Can you like really explain how you think you're the first to do this or how you invented K-pop?
You're on fucking 60 Minutes, please. Something like that.
Like,
2020.
I just yeah, for once, can we have an interviewer like ask her a serious question? Or like I said, when she gives an answer that is not accurate, can they call her out on it?
You
Like,
know,
I need to
yeah.
know what she acts like when people point out how tall is. I need to know. Anyway.
Okay. All right. My roast goes to, I'm not really sure exactly how to say it, but just like all these rumors surrounding like when is Euphoria coming back? Why has production stalled? They keep asking all the cast, everyone in the cast, like what's going on? And everyone's answer is, I don't know. Kill it. Kill it. I don't care anymore. I
It's
actually
dead.
don't care what happens. Okay. By the time this shit gets going again, all the characters are gonna be like in their 40s. And then their kids will be in high school. It just pisses me off because like with a show like this that had literally people in its grips, you can't keep going, yes, we're in production. No, we're in production. No, now we're not. Now we're pushing it back a year. No, actually, we're restarting production. No, actually, I didn't finish writing all the scripts. No, actually, yeah, I have to go and rewrite them. Oh, actually, Zendaya can only shoot once every 6 months. Oh, it's like it's stupid. It's going back and forth to the point where I know I'm not the only one who feels this way, but to the point where everyone's just like over it. Like, okay, whatever. Who cares? Stop asking about it.
Yeah, I in my mind it's already just like done. So
Yeah.
it's like, first of all, once I heard the second season was coming out in like 2027, the first time they announced it, I'm like, this is not happening. I just already
Yeah.
felt it in my bones. And then now it's pushed back definitely. Just say it's canceled. Especially
Why
like
can't they just say it?
Sam Levinson failed on the Idol. Like,
Ugh.
it's but like the years they've all had, Sydney Sweeney, and like within a year has had Immaculate, which she starred in and produced, in Anyone But You, which was like a number one huge movie, which
Yep.
she also led. And then Zendaya's was just in Dune 2, and she's going to be in Challengers and getting like critical acclaim, which finally it's about time she stars in something, or like as the leading lady. This is the first time she's like the lead, you know,
Yeah.
besides being in Euphoria on TV. But and then Jacob Elordi, and then Saltburn, which like became huge somehow. Not somehow, but I don't know. It was like it, I think it's so crazy how big it got.
I mean, just because it was a fucking weird movie and Jacob Elordi's really hot, so.
Yeah. Well, it was released in theaters and it made no waves.
That's just the age of streaming, baby.
Yeah, and then like 3 months later, it was like on Amazon Prime and everyone's like, "Okay, we're gonna tune in."
Yep. That's exactly what I did.
Yeah. So yeah, just those three alone, it's not gonna happen.
No. And then we don't have Angus Cloud anymore. So, like, what are you gonna do to his
Yeah.
character? You know, it just, I don't want it. No one wants it. Goodbye. Move on.
Yeah, did you see all the plot lines they were talking about too?
I don't think
One, Sam
so.
Levinson wanted Root because it was supposed to be a jump to the future. Sam Levinson wanted her to be a private detective.
Oh, I did read that. Yeah.
And then he said Zendaya wanted her to be like adopting a child or something. Or like being, I don't know, being a surrogate. I don't know. There were like weird ass plot lines. I'm like, no.
No.
I don't know. It, also, like, how many more seasons can I watch of Zendaya just being
Strung
put through
out.
the ringer, strung out?
Oh
I don't think so.
my God. Ugh. Yeah. Just close the book. We're done. Move on. Sam Levinson, go do another project and make it good, please.
Don't know. I don't know if he has that ability.
I don't know either. Okay, my toast goes to Charli XCX and Troye Sivan for announcing the tour of what is going to be the tour of the century. Oh my God, I cannot wait. I just all the gay energy that's going to be in that arena is going to be crazy. JoJo
Yeah.
Siwa wishes that that's what she was bringing to the table.
Exactly. I actually saw people literally joking about how they were offended about JoJo Siwa's comments and decided to do a joint tour together.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I've been waiting to see Troye Sivan in concert for since Bloom came out. And now they're doing a joint tour. It's gonna be sweaty. It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be gay and fun and everything that I love.
Yeah, we're gonna see jock straps galore, the
Oh my
scent of
God.
sweat and evaporated poppers filling the air.
That I was just gonna say poppers
Because
rolling around.
there was enough poppers already at the Charlie concert. Now both of them, after the song called Rush, after like the popper brand.
Yeah.
Come on. And then Shy Girls opening, who
Oh my God.
really serves too. I'm so excited to see her too. Because she's not somebody I probably would have like seen outside of all this, but I still really like her. So it's just, this is like the most perfect tour I could imagine. It was made for me. We all thought they were just
Truly.
gonna release another joint song, which
That's what I thought,
they probably will, but we get a whole tour.
Yes, and we get to hear 1999 live. I love that song.
Yeah, it's so catchy, so fun. Both of them are just so great. Troye Sivan, like that man has the I have a like warmest, softest place in my heart for this man, like
Same.
genuinely. Just nothing but nice things to say. Although I hope he doesn't sing
Love.
any of his songs from his EP. I do not want to hear Youth. I don't want to hear My Happy Little Pill. Don't do it.
Oh, he will not. I thought you were talking about I don't even know what the EP's called, like the one with Rager Teenager on
Oh
it.
no, his
Oh,
original.
you're talking like 2015.
Yeah, please do not sing Youth.
No, he said, I think it was an interview with Zach saying a little while ago that he's like, I really don't want to perform like anything from like Blue Neighborhood or like anything like from like around that era because he just like doesn't identify with it anymore. And like his fans are like kind of upset about that. But like, do you really want to hear my youth? My youth? No, you don't. You're driving me wild. Why?
No.
No, you don't. Nope. Don't want to hear it.
No. I,
No.
like, can we all agree that he's a way better artist now than back then? Like, come on.
Yeah,
Those
please.
songs were not good.
No, they weren't. And also, he sounded really bad. His vocal ability has really grown.
Very true.
He could not
Yeah.
sing.
Yeah, because I could have imagined him singing Youth still. Okay, thank God. I don't want to hear any of it. Please
No,
kill it all.
I really don't think he's going to.
Okay. Good to know.
My, could you imagine if he opened with like my happy little pill or something?
Like, I wouldn't think he would, but you never know. But clearly you know because he's literally said this in interviews.
Yeah, he would, it would have to be like ironically, and it would have to be like a hyper pop remix or something if he was going to.
Yeah. I don't know. My brain went to my happy little pill. God. It just reminds me of being like 15 years old, 16 years old, but like not in a good way.
No, not like that. Oh my God. Okay, well, you guys know where to find us on Instagram at Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a follow. Give us a 5-star rating anywhere you can do that. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street. And we won't be recording next week because I'll be in Swampland, aka Florida. For
Don't act like you're complaining.
no, I'm really not.
Oh,
Just Florida scares me. So I'm going for my cousin's bachelorette party, so that'll be a hoot and a holler. I just people in Florida scare me. So yeah.
yeah.
I'm also like gonna be by the ocean. It's really not a swampland, but anyways.
She's gonna be on a beautiful, lovely vacation. The moral of the story,
Yeah, it's
but it's
actually a
just.
really nice part of what I'm gonna be in.
See
Okay, well, anyways, we'll talk to you guys in a few weeks then. Okay, bye.
ya.